Amen. Turn with me in your Bible, Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, and Proverbs 31, verse 27, 2 and verse 28. Three short verses to begin today. Amen. Proverbs 22 and verse number 6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Whew. Thank God for training up when I was a child. Amen. Proverbs chapter 31, verse number 27 and 28, it says, she looked well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children riseth up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Mother's Day provides a perfect setting for me to openly identify a very important factor in my personal life and in the life of my family. Mom is the biggest influencer in our family. Amen. This is my title. Thank God for Mom. Amen. Thank God for Mom. Lord, I love you. I thank you. We're asking even now in Jesus' name, Lord, you would bless this service, bless our mothers, bless, Lord, all that is here. I pray your hand be upon it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. It is a Mother's Day. In fact, I got up this morning and I looked in my smartphone and this little ad came up about the person that invented Mother's Day, advocated for it, and did all the stuff to get the governor, and then later states, and then finally a national event, national holiday called Mother's Day. There was a whole lot of effort in it. And then after it was all done, she was just totally dismayed that they used it to make money, you know, to sell Mother's Day cards and to sell flowers and to... She was so adamantly against the commercialization of Mother's Day. Well, getting a dozen roses is not what Mother's Day is about. Amen. But I do believe it is scripturally sound to recognize and honor our mothers. Amen. I am personally blessed by having a wonderful, God-loving mother. Amen. Now, of course, I give honor today to my wife. She's over in the other class with the children. But if she was here, I would say it to her face. I thank God for my wife. Amen. The mother of my children. Amen. In fact, Sister Greeley is a type of a spiritual mother to many, far beyond my own children. Amen. There's many that she has mentored and helped and been a blessing unto and taught and led and fed and just admonished. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for Mom. My wife has been a mother of sorts to many. My daughter, who was here, I kind of thought she would be here. She's somewhere in the building. I thank God for her. I thank God for, my daughter is a great mother. She is. I thank God, of which that's a special blessing. You'd have to know the background story, but it is a special blessing from God of her motherhood. Amen. I thank God for that. I thank the Lord for my three daughters-in-law, the wives that my three sons married, and they became mothers of my grandchildren. I thank God for them. In fact, I believe that God placed them, in the lives of my sons. I believe God gave them to them, and that their children are blessed by their mothers. Amen. I thank God for that. I thank God for mom. Amen. My mother and my grandmother, who they were both baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, apostolic, one God believers. I thank God that they were influencers in my life. Amen. It's a special privilege to have known this apostolic way of life from a child. Amen. Not everybody gets that privilege. Not everybody has that wonderful upbringing. But I did. Amen. I thank God that my grandchildren are receiving early instruction in knowing who Jesus is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Perhaps the most perfect tribute that I could give to my mother is to say that my mother practiced what I preach. Amen. It is amazing. It is a special, wonderful honor, amen, to have such a mother. Amen. Theodore Roosevelt, he once said, "When all is said, it is the mother, and the mother only, who is a better citizen than the soldier who fights for his country. The successful mother, the mother who does her part in rearing and training aright the boys and girls who are to be the men and women of the next generation, is of greater service to the community and occupies, if she would only realize it, a more honorable as well as more important position than any man in it. The mother is the one supreme asset of the national life. She is more important by far than the successful statesman or businessman or artist or scientist." I say, thank God for mom. Amen. There is a phenomenon that is prevalent in our society. It's a phenomenon taking place in many, and I would even say most, perhaps, of the homes in our society today. Maybe it's the pursuit of the American dream. Maybe it is of necessity. Maybe it is of a combination of factors in our lives and society today. But most homes, or many homes, are now a two-income home, where both parents in that family are working. I know that this is now just a part of our society. It's a well-recognized factor. It is commonplace in many of our homes. But I'd like to say this. It is resulting in very tired parents. It's just a fact of life. It's just a fact of the state that we are in. Children, because of these conditions, are sometimes left to fend for themselves more than we would like. A number of hours in many days. Perhaps there's less family time. And I'm sure it causes lots of stress in the home. It's just a condition that we find ourselves in. A generation ago, in my young days, up until the early 1960s, that seems so far away, but that's when I was young. I chuckle because that's just one lifetime ago. My lifetime. There's a few of us in here. But from when I was a child until now, things are dramatically different in our society. You see, in my early days of my childhood, my dad was the sole breadwinner of our household. It was Dad that went to work and earned a paycheck and fed the kids and clothed everybody. And, you know, he was the breadwinner of our home. Now, later, after the kids were grown enough to be in school, my mom later went to college and she graduated. And, you know, she went far beyond. She had 13 children, by the way, and then went to college. And instead of going to the PTA, she became a teacher and finished a stellar career as an educator. Thank God for my mom. Excuse me if I brag on her a little bit. You know, she's my mom. She's gone on to be with the Lord, but she was a great influence in my life. Amen. It's never too late to do something special and good. It doesn't matter how old you are. You can do something special and good. Amen. Praise the Lord. You see, in this time from then, from my childhood to today, Dad's role hasn't really changed all that much. He still gets up. He goes to work every day, or most days, many days. And in many cases, he may still be the primary breadwinner of the home. However, Mom's role has changed significantly. Many mothers, many that work even full-time or even part-time, let me not disregard that, they work outside the home, same as Dad. They now are an employee and have additional responsibilities outside the home that they take seriously, that they're good at, that they do well. Plus, she is still held to be the primary caregiver for the children. She still carries the major responsibility of managing the home. She still has all of the previous on top of the new things our society has placed upon her. And yes, it causes stress. I pray that God would help our moms. Yes. Amen. I pray that God would strengthen and encourage and uplift our moms. James Dobson wrote this, countless times each day, a mother does what no one else can do quite as well. It's nobody like Mom. She wipes away a tear, whispers a word of hope, eases a child's fear. She teaches, ministers, loves, and nurtures the next generation of citizens. And she challenges and cajoles her kids to do their best and to be the best that they can be. Amen. It's a special person. Thank God for moms. Today, the super mom, I'll say, it's just incredible that all that can be in one person. It's just a blessing from God. Supermom is the hero of the American home. Amen. Mom is the resident counselor. She is endowed with God-given wisdom for any and all situations that arise. I believe God helps her in every one of those situations. She is a nurse. She is a doctor. She is a dentist. Brush your teeth. She is a vet. She is a surgeon. she'll take the sliver out when no one else could get it. You know, she'll take the glass out of your foot when you stepped on the broken glass. Well, she'll try to. Sometimes you still got to go to the walk-in place. She has so many job titles that I couldn't really hardly begin to identify all of the roles that moms play. She is the on-site music, magazine, and movie critic in every house. Amen. I heard at least three amens. Tell you what, in my house, if it didn't pass mom's approval, out it goes. We're done with that. It's over. Don't ask for that one again. She runs the neighborhood carpool to the Little League, the school functions, to the mall. And more importantly, to church. Amen. 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 She works hard to make little ladies out of girls and gentlemen out of boys. It often seems, and my wife would say, well, I don't know everything. Well, it just seems like you know everything. It seems like she knew everything. I don't know how it was even possible. Doesn't seem like it could be true. But how could she see things behind her? How did she know what the kids were doing in the other room? Almost nothing was hidden from her. It was absolutely incredible. Very little ever got by her. A poet, Helen Hunter Jackson, wrote, "The woman who creates and sustains a home and under whose hands children grow up to be strong and pure men and women is a creator second only to God." You know, no, I'm not exalting women next to God, but I mean, other than Jesus, my wife is the most important thing in my life. I'll tell you that. Right up, I'll just be straight up with all of you. My wife is more important to me than all of you combined. She has a very, very special place in my heart, in my home, in the life of my family. Thank God for mom. Home plays a significant role in our spirituality. It is important for the church to play an important part in our family's spiritual walk as well. But the church is a supporting role. It's not the primary role. Because we spend much more time in our family than we do in the church. The church can preach, the school can teach, but the home must convert sermons and lessons into a way of life. In an average week, if you took 24 hours of each day and 7 days in the week and multiplied that 168 hours given to every one of us every week, 56 perhaps of those hours are spent in sleeping. 40 hours are spent on the job or at school. 20 hours per week is spent in front of a television. That's a statistic. I hope that's not true in your home. 14 hours eating. I kind of like eating. But I never realized it took so much time. 10 hours in the car. 10 hours working around the house. 8 hours per week in leisure time. Think about that. That seemed like a lot. It seems like a little. But perhaps it may be true in most of our lives. If you took all those hours, that leaves 6 hours a week for church. 6 out of 168. Comparatively, we spend a small amount of time, even regular, faithful churchgoers statistically spend a short period of time in church. And yet, people expect the church to greatly impact and influence their home. Yet, they give the church less time than they do most other activities in their lives. 108 of those 168 hours per week are spent in the home. The home is an influential place. And mom is the influencer at home. Chuck Swindoll wrote, "Home is where life makes up its mind. It is there with fellow family members we hammer out our convictions on the anvil of relationships. It is there we cultivate the valuable things in life like attitudes, memories, beliefs, character, and most of all, our daily walk with God." I believe that strong Christ-centered homes produce strong Christians. Strong churches are a result of strong homes. Show me a church full of strong homes, and I will show you a strong church. Show me a church full of broken homes, and I will show you a broken and a weak church. Homes are important in our spiritual walk. Moms, let me, if I could, capitalize and bold and put it in color and slant it and make it fancy. If I could somehow emphasize how important you are in our families. And we are a church family. How important moms are to our church. They're so blessed. They're such a blessing to our families, to our homes, to our church. Abraham Lincoln said, "A community or nation can be no stronger than its mothers." Children, they mimic the attitudes and the actions lived before them. They're going to pick up on so many things in the home. James Dobson, a noted family psychologist, wrote, "Children are like wet cement. Their lives and futures are molded by their surroundings." You are forming the character of your kids at home. If you are not faithful, your children will have little hope of being faithful. If you are continually backsliding, your children will have a much harder time being a victorious Christian. If you tear down leadership and authority in your home, there is little hope that your children will love, trust, or follow the leaders in their life. You're setting up the mold. And your children's lives are being poured into your home. You are molding them. Amen. Man, I could go into hundreds of examples of my mom and the character that she had, her life of giving and loving and serving and commitment to the Lord. I found it inspiring. In Proverbs chapter 31, verse number 10, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. I tell you what, my wife is so precious to me. So special. I thank God for Mom. This verse says that he trusts her. Trust her with what? Everything. I trust her with my life. Trust her with the household? Yep. Trust her with money? Yep. But mostly with our children. I trusted her. And God helped her. Thank God for Mom. I've seen a little plaque. It was hanging in a kitchen. It said, Christ is the head of this house, the unseen guest at every meal, the unseen listener to every conversation. Okay, God is always there. It's a good little saying. Here's another one, some grandmotherly advice, if you will. You teach some by what you say, more by what you do, but most by what you are. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And let me preface this. Not every mom did all those things that my mom did, or that my wife did, or that my daughter or daughter-in-laws do. Not every one of them is like that. But the Word of God does not say, honor your mom if she's great. It doesn't say that. It's a principle. We are to honor Mom. You know what? Give her honor because she is your mom. You cannot change that fact. Some people would like to. That's not possible. Some people don't want to. It's not really your choice. We are directed by the Scriptures to honor your mom and your dad. Amen. It's a biblical principle, amen, that we are instructed to do. The Apostle Paul told Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 5, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother, Lois, and thy mother, Eunice, I am persuaded that in thee also. That the faith of the grandmom and the mom is going to be instilled in the character of the child. Amen. I'm telling you firsthand, the Word of God is true. Amen. I tried that going out on the world thing and being stupid and doing sin. And you know what? That life is not appealing to me anymore. I don't ever want to go back to sin. There is no desire in my life to live crazy in the world. It just is repulsive to me. The thought of giving up on God. I would rather give up on breath than give up on God. I would rather die than stop believing in Jesus. That unfeigned faith. Thank God for godly women. Thank God for moms that believe in Jesus. Thank God for moms that will teach Jesus to their children, who will show them in their homes, who will be the example before them and help them to live for God. Timothy, one of Paul's sons in the gospel, and to whom two books of the New Testament is written, was a product of faith instilled in him by his godly grandmother and mother. Timothy may have been in the ministry because of Paul, but Timothy was in church because of his mom. I thank God for the pastors that I've had, the ministers in my life, the examples that I was able to glean from, and the help that I've received in ministry. Thank God for my pastor. Thank God for the teachers that helped me to live right, to do right, and to learn the Word. But I thank God for Mom that brought me into this world. And it was not my choice, but I was brought to church as a child. There wasn't this, oh, I want to sleep late. No. Are you kidding me? No. You cannot sleep late. Get up. We're going to church. It wasn't a maybe or a might or sometimes. It was every time the church doors were open, get dressed. We're going. And I tell you that I say that enthusiastically, but it is with thanksgiving. I thank God that I had a mom that brought me to church. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for Mom. Praise the Lord. At least three great presidents, and I'm sure more, paid tribute to their mothers. George Washington said, "The greatest teacher I have had was my mother." John Quincy Adams said, "All that I am, my mother made me." It was the wet concrete syndrome. Once you get poured into that mold as a child by a godly mom, that mold is with you the rest of your days. Amen. Man, you become hard and fast in the faith. Unfeigned faith. Abraham Lincoln said, "No man is poor who had a godly mother. The greatest lessons I have ever learned were at my mother's knees." Thomas Edison, not a president, but important influencer himself, he wrote, "I did not have my mother long, but she cast over me an influence which has lasted all my life." I tell you, the time now in the lives of your children will influence them all of the rest of their days. Amen. Mom, you are the most influential person in your home. Don't waste your God-given. And God made it like that. I believe God put it in place in our families to be like that. Don't waste your God-given opportunity to impact your home. And it is not easy to be a godly mother. And to have to make the hard decisions regarding the home and your family. In Judges chapter 4, we are introduced to Jael, a mom. Later in Scripture, it gives the genealogy of her husband and who they begat. And begetting is through the mom. So she was a mom, a godly woman in Israel. There was a time when an enemy king, Sisera, great and mighty in battle and famous in war, Israel, he was Israel's perhaps most feared foe. And Sisera came unto her tent. He was running for his life. He was in trouble. It was a time after a battle. And he came to her in Judges chapter 4, in verse number 20. He is in the house. He's trying to give her advice. Don't tell anybody I'm here. Let me read verse 20 to 22 from Judges chapter 4. Again, he said unto her, "Stand in the door of the tent, and it shall be when any man doth come to inquire of thee and say, is there any man here, that thou shalt say no." Go ahead and lie for me. Go ahead and keep me hidden. Verse 21, then Jael, Heber's wife, took a nail of the tent, and took a hammer in her hand, and went softly unto him, and smote the nail into his temples, and fastened it into the ground, might I say, through his head, for he was fast asleep and weary. So he died. There had been thousands of soldiers looking to get this guy. There was the entirety of the armies of Israel out pursuing this guy. He had evaded them. He had tricked them. He had escaped. But Jael took him out. Verse 22, and behold, as Barak pursued Sisera, Jael came out to meet him and said unto him, "Come, and I will show you the man that thou seekest." And when he came into her tent, behold, Sisera lay dead, and the nail was in his temples. It's a pretty graphic story. But I want to use it as an example. Jael determined that evil would not dwell in her tent. You know, you might by means, you could force me out of the doorway and come in. You could think that I'm going to lie for you and cover up for you. But you would be mistaken. It's not okay for evil to hide at my house. She refused to let anything ungodly to stay in her home. She killed it. She put it out. Mom, she is the successful keeper of the home. Now, that job will not be popular. It's really hard many times. Sometimes it's just seemingly overwhelming, but yet I believe God helps moms. Just like Jael, you need to monitor what's going on in your home. Go ahead and stand with me. Musicians, come. I'm getting ready here to wrap this up. Dad, let me say a word to dads. perhaps one of the best things that you can do, Dad, is to support your wife, the mother of your children. When she puts the stake through the sin in your house, lift her up. Amen. Applaud her for righteousness. Encourage her to keep right with God. You see, she should not have to fight you and the kids at the same time. That's just not right. That's just not right. Be a participator, Dad, in raising your family. Be the strength that is a help to your wife. Your wife is a help to you. She is my helpmeet. Yeah, Dad, be the spiritual leader. Yeah, be the priest of your home. Let God do in your home what God wants to do. Let God's blessing be upon your family. Love your children. And let the children know that you love their mom. One of the most important things a father can do is to make sure the children know that you love their mother. You see, they're going to be looking for a husband. The daughters are going to be looking for a husband that will love them all the days of their life. Amen. I'd like to close with this. I'd like to invite our mothers to come up to the front. And then after that, I want to invite our families to gather in behind them. And I'd like to pray a special blessing over our moms. Moms, would you come? We'd like to pray for you. Amen. We'd like to pray God's special blessing upon our moms. Amen. Come on, Mom. We want to pray for you. We want to pray and ask God to bless you. We want to thank God for you. I thank God for moms. Amen. This is an important group of people. Amen. These are important people, my friend.
Yes, absolutely.
Right here. You look at them. Of important people in our church, this is among them. These are important in the lives of our families, in our homes, in the spiritual development of our church, in the strength in the body of Christ. I thank God for moms. Praise the Lord. If one of these ladies belong to you, you need to come up here right now because we're going to pray. Come on up here. Come on, gather in behind these ladies. You may have to get in the first row or the second. We may have to get right up close, but come on, and we're going to pray.